Hope you made it home safely or heading that way. A little dreary out there. It is going to get better. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day, just like BetMGM does. If you're sports betting in the state of Iowa, download the BetMGM app. Follow the easy steps. Deposit some money. Open up an account. Oh, put a $100 bet on there. If you lose that first bet, they have used Steen 100. You can get that $100 back. All kinds of parlays every day. If you want to enjoy sports betting, go to BetMGM. I want to thank Northwest Bank for being a part of this program. Two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines. Member FDIC. Want to thank... got to grab my sheet here. Want to thank Chris Tubbs coming in, Maddie Nelson coming in, Kevin O'Hare coming in and picking picks with me. I'll get those printed out so we have them so we can remember. Also had somebody, a couple of things emailed to me, Matthew Riedel and Ryan Riggs. One was first team, one was third team. They were both all academic state. Exciting for those guys. Matthew Hawk was a Miami Dolphin, and if my son is breaking news correctly, he is now a Buffalo Bill, leaving the beaches of Florida for the snow and the crazies of Buffalo. Step up in that division. When you play in Buffalo, two most important people are your punter and your field goal kicker. So there you go. Congratulations on that. I think if you don't mind the cold. So, we had a lot going on today. I want to take a step back and I agree with everybody that's out there. Jamie Pollard came on, gave a 10-minute talk today, about why. And I think the why is not difficult. I think the how to do it in the correct manner was the difficult part. I think Jamie did that. So, you know, it's so difficult to fire a coach. There's a bond there. There's a bond with us. It was time. I think everybody knew. I'm assuming that Steve Prohm knew the same thing. If you're in a Power 5 conference, no matter what sport you're playing in, you got to win. I mean, that bottom line, you got to win. But Jamie coming on, telling him where they're kind of at. He's not going to rush this. He is not going to take shortcuts. He's going to do his due diligence and, try to figure out what he's looking for. But if you look at past hires here recently, Kevin Dresser, Matt Campbell, Bill Finley's been there for a long time. He has a blueprint. And he needs to find that blueprint for the men's basketball team to get it back to where it was 4 or 5 years ago. So, here's wishing Godspeed and luck for Jamie doing that. As an Iowa State fan, I can't wait to find out. A lot of interesting choices out there. It's hard to talk about some because I do a radio show about sports, so you have to talk about it. But I feel. I don't know if I feel the word dirty is not right, but it's just talking about somebody that's employed. But we've mentioned a lot of names today and there's a lot of choices out there. You just have to find one you have to find somebody and you have to bring them in. And when you're saying that sometimes it didn't look like we had a plan a certain way to play or a certain way that we wanted games to go and we wanted to force people to get into our games. That's the thing. We never forced anybody to do anything. Everybody forced us into doing something. So I think that's what you want to see. I want to give you a heads up on programming. Programming is Thursday. So I am on tomorrow. Then I am off on Thursday, off on Friday, off on Monday. They're kind of doing this. So the first four are on Thursday. The first round games, the first set of them are on Friday. The next set is on Saturday. Saturday in between that, UNI plays at Southern Illinois in football. Sunday, you have second round games start. And then Monday, you get the rest of the second game. So I will not be on Monday either. Then I will be on Tuesday, Wednesday. We're going to do a couple of announcements on Wednesday. And we'll... when Wednesday gets here, we'll try to figure out when the next day that the radio show will be on, and we'll talk more about that on Wednesday. I think that the Drake Bulldogs making the NCAA tournament, I think that makes I guess I am going to talk about it. The two of the people that are in the Missouri Valley are two hot names right now. Porter Mosier. If you've listened to Kevin Lehman, you've heard Kevin Lehman just rave about Porter and what he brings to the table. I do that same about Darren DeVries. I think what he's done with the Drake program, it's not easy. It's a private school, but they have backed their sports so much. Brian Harden has done a great job, and he's going to hit me over the head with a frying pan for saying stuff like that. But you always have to look. And if you can get into a Power 5 conference, especially in basketball, and seeing the aspects of that with, you know, Power 5s getting 6, 7, 8 bids, and a very tough Missouri Valley getting 2, barely getting 2. And I think that in here, I'm telling you this right now, AJ Green comes back for Northern Iowa next year and he comes back healthy. You're undervaluing you and I even without AJ Green, because they're going to get 1 year older. But if AJ Green comes back, I mean, that's one of the top 25 players in the country. That's going to be a really fun team to watch too. So you have some excitement. I think Iowa's at a point now, even losing Luka Garza and probably Jordy Bohannon, they're going to retool instead of rebuild. And I think I talked about it with a couple of my coworkers today. I think they're rebuilt. I would not mind being in charge of that rebuild, because I think they've got some players, and they've got some players coming in. And what you have to look out for too, folks, the transfer portal is going to be full of talented players who are looking for some place to change scenery with COVID going on. And if you had some bad experiences, just look out, because I think it's going to be very, very active. And you need to find, it's so hard in the transfer portal to find a person without getting to get to know them that much, to try to get them in and to meld with your team. Even a team like Iowa State, maybe they have an added advantage, you know, not having a certain system or anything as it stands right now. But I think that Jamie, with the NCAA tournament coming up, I think to have a coach in mind before the tourney gets over, before the transfer portal opens up like crazy, I think he's going to want to have somebody in place. And like I said, due diligence for Jamie, and Godspeed, and hope everything works out. Here's really my son, the middle son, who's going to be on tomorrow at 4 o'clock to talk a little NBA and all this crazy NCAA time. He sent something out, but I was going to send this to him, but my show, I couldn't get it out there before. So in he is a Chicago Bears fan, and in his division right now, you have Aaron Rodgers, Kirk Cousins, Jared Goff, and Andy Dalton or Mitch Trubisky or Nick Foles as your quarterback. Andy Dalton, Nick Foles, and Mitch Trubisky are all the same person. I don't know if you've ever seen them all in the same. Have you ever seen Nick Foles and Mitch Trubisky standing by each other? And I think Andy Dalton, I mean, they're the same quarterback. I have no idea. The Bears have said, well, we tried to talk to Seattle, and they just didn't want to talk to us. Man, if you want Russell Wilson, go get him. Put your eggs out there and say, this is what we're offering you. You are crazy if you're not going to take this. And make them give you Russell Wilson somehow, some way. That's what the Bears community wants. We have to figure something out. We need a quarterback. I don't know if you've had Super Bowl talent, but you've had playoff talent the last 4 years and not quarterback play. So we'll see what happens there. I feel bad for Andrew. And I'm hoping that Andrew feels bad for me, because my Baltimore Ravens are taking some hits too. A couple of their best rushers. They are re-signing a couple of their outside guys. So I just want Lamar Jackson needs some needs some weapons. And I would almost take a new offensive coordinator too, but hey, I can't control that, so I don't think I can have that done. I'm going to give you a preview tomorrow, so it is a full show. No time for me whatsoever, and I love it. Andrew Steenblok, NBA talk. John Schaefer, we've got high school to get caught up on. We got Jamie Pollard to get caught up on. We have the Drake Bulldogs to get caught up on. All kinds of stuff. He's in at 4:20. Mason Heckman going to come on. He's going to tell me who he's got going and why. We'll talk a little Iowa Hawkeye with him too. And some of the big, we're going to see, my biggest thing I want him to do is tell me how number one seeds are going to do. David Eicholt, he's going to come in and really talk Iowa Hawkeye. And I want to talk a little bit about the year after, you know, what do they do after this run? B Styles coming in. We got Chicago Bulls talk, Bears talk. A little bit of Hawkeye talk. I do want to talk to him about Steve Prohm and if he has anything out there. And to end it all is Zach Steenblok coming in. We're going to try to see how easy it is to bet the NCAA tournament, and does that make it more fun? We'll talk a little bit about golf this past weekend too. Both just missed on winning some money on golf. You've been listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. I love being on here. I love talking to you guys, and I will see you tomorrow.